Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Julian Grace. Let's get right to some breaking news right now in Raleigh, where we've confirmed this wrong-way crash on I-440 in Raleigh this morning killed four people. Two cars collided, and this is still under investigation at this hour. WRAL's Willie Dannelly is live from the Raleigh Police Headquarters with more. Willie.
Julian, within the last 30 minutes, we've learned that all four people involved in this crash on I-440 succumbed to their injuries and passed away. That accident had the westbound lanes of I-440 closed for over 5 hours this morning. We listened to some Broadcastify radio traffic and learned that this crash involved a wrong-way driver on the highway.
This is video taken by WRAL's breaking news tracker of the accident on I-440 westbound early this morning. This video shows what the crash looked like later in the day. You can clearly see how severe that impact was. Listen to this Broadcastify radio traffic showing what officers saw when they arrived on scene.
440 westbound on Wake Forest Road. Be on lookout for a wrong-way driver on 440 westbound. Newer model sedan, unknown make and model. Same as traveling eastbound in the westbound lanes.
The crash happened around 2:20. The westbound lanes of I-440 were closed for hours while officers worked to get people out of their vehicles, put out a fire, and administer CPR.
Next two vehicles, get everybody off the bell line. Next person up here, bring me another fire extinguisher.
Pin in response, command here. We do have two pin, hopefully two code 7 that are pin. We have two CPR.
That's some intense radio traffic. There's still a lot of questions that are up in the air right now. Like, how did this crash that killed four people unfold? We're working with Raleigh Police to get those answers. We're going to keep you updated both online and on air. In downtown Raleigh, Willie Dannelly, WRAL News.
Hearing the words wrong-way driver and radio traffic is simply terrifying, seeing those images there. Willie Dannelly reporting live in Raleigh for us tonight. Thank you. Another frost advisory tonight. Anthony, when can we expect it to dip below freezing, and how long will it last?
Hey, Julian, we're going to see this here go into effect as we head into tonight and then continue through about 8 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. And what we're looking at here across the area, you know, there's a lot of colors on this map. We have a frost advisory outlined in the blue, and then the purple color contour you're seeing right there basically means temperatures will get just a little bit colder than those blue areas for a freeze warning. Plan on near freezing temperatures for us tonight. If you have any plants, let's say, out on the patio, if you can bring those in. We're looking at relatively comfortable temperatures for us right now. It's a little bit cool out there, but we go through tonight into tomorrow morning. Keep in mind, this map is going to show temperatures probably 36, 37 or so for most of us. They're taken a couple feet above the ground, so we're looking at temperatures at the surface, Julian, very close to that freezing mark. That could result in some frost formation. Of course, we have Dreamville out there today, and as we head into tomorrow, going to be a very nice day for it. We're going to go more in detail, though, with this coming up in just a few minutes.
All right, we need more details. Thanks, Anthony. Well, we are just minutes away from tip-off as NC State fans face Purdue in the Final Four. Fans are packed in on Hillsborough Street, ready to cheer on their team. Can you hear them? WRAL's Aaron Thomas is live now at Mitch's Tavern. And Aaron, I imagine there's just a lot of excitement out there.
Certainly a lot of excitement. You can see I have to hold my ear because it's so loud. Easily a sea of red here on Hillsborough Street, gathered around many fans, alums, you name it. There you go. We already getting the party started. Have the Wolvies in the air. pretty much a party here. All of NC State is on Hillsborough Street. I'm gathered here by with Anderson. You're a huge NC State fan. How are you feeling right now?
Feels amazing. You know, it's not just for me. It's 30 years pretty much we haven't done a whole lot other than the College World Series, which we see what happened with that.
You know, you easily could have watched this at home, or you could have gone to a local bar. Here you are outside of Mitch's Tavern. All of, or most of Hillsborough Street is blocked at this point. What's it feel like being around all these Pac fans?
Oh, it feels amazing. I know we've all been looking for this. I mean, the ACC tournament run, to be able to actually get here, and then we keep winning. You know, it just takes two more. That's all we need here.
Just takes two more. Speaking of which, we're on nine straight wins in between the ACC and NCAA. Tough team, Purdue, tall, Zach Edey. Are you worried? When you think about him and this tough opponent, you think State has what it takes to outbeat them?
Yeah, we have DJ Burns Jr. That's all we need.
Okay. That sums it up, right? DJ Burns Jr.
Go Pack, buddy!
All right, it won. Yeah. All right, so there you have it. Tip-off will be starting. And the bell tower is literally just walking distance or running distance away. So, of course, if NC State gets the win, all these fans you see here will be walking or running down to the bell tower to celebrate. Of course, check back in with WRL News after the game. We'll have all those post-game results for you. Back to you.
All right, Aaron Thomas live at Mitch's Tavern on Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. Thank you. WRL's Casey Hintz and Pat Welter travel to Arizona with the Wolfpack. Casey and Pat are breaking down the matchup from inside State Farm Arena in Phoenix.
State fans getting the party started early in Phoenix. It is a beautiful day for the Final Four here in Arizona. Pat Welter here with Casey Hintz. And Casey, all week long, Kevin Keats has said they are here to have fun, here to have a good time, embrace the moment, but they're also here to win. And NC State right now is definitely saying, why not us?
Absolutely. Saturday, Final Four Saturday is 100% get locked in, because now it's officially business time. Now, for the last week, or the last 4 weeks, we've heard the comparisons to the 74 team, the 83 team. But tonight, this 2024 team has a chance to write its own history, Pat.
This is not in our mind as a team. This is not a fluke. Like, we knew, obviously playing in the ACC, that most of our losses didn't have anything to do with what the other team did, is what we didn't do.
And it is just a land of a thousand stories out here. At breakfast this morning, we turn to our right, we're talking about the game, breaking it down like we are right there, and a fan tells us that he bet $200 on State to make the Final Four. He cashed out $9,000, and that got him here.
Once we won that AC tournament, once we beat Carolina, I was like, okay, it's destiny.
What a start to the legal gambling era in North Carolina. Casey, if you had bet $100 on NC State to win the first game of the ACC tournament and rolled it over until now, you would have $720,000.
That is absolutely life-changing money for anyone. What else will be life-changing, of course, though, is getting a chance to play for a national title come Monday night. But it all starts here tonight in just a little bit here in Phoenix, Arizona. Julian.
All right, thank you, guys. The Wolfpack women made the trip back home from Raleigh, from Cleveland today, after their Final Four loss to the University of South Carolina. There you hear dozens of fans lining the sidewalks outside of Reynolds Coliseum. They cheered for the women as they got off the bus. The players stopped for hugs, high fives, pictures, and autographs before heading inside. Although the loss was disappointing, fans said they were still proud of how far the Wolfpack women got.
They didn't win, but that doesn't mean that they're not winners. We love them.
We do love the Wolfpack, and we are proud Wolfpack fans. Go Pack!
Given where they started the season unranked and to make the Final Four, it's been quite a run, and just excited and happy for them.
Love to see those loyal fans. Now, coming up in sports, we'll hear from women's basketball coach Wes Moore on their return home and what it means to him that his team made it as far as it did. Dreamville is underway in Dix Park right now. WRL's Carly Haynes is live outside the gates at Dix Park. And Carly, how's everyone doing out there?
They're having a lot of fun, Julian. We're right now on Lil Yachty on the main stage. Across it, opposite to that stage, there's another one. So we've been seeing artists switch back and forth. But it is packed inside of there, and it's only expected to get more and more crowded as 50 Cent and SZA come on later in the night. WRL.
From inside the festival here at Dreamville, two things are immediately clear. One, the weather couldn't be better for this year's event. Two, we're looking at record crowds, tens of thousands of people packing in here, and it's barely even 1 o'clock.
Less than an hour after the gates opened, the crowd is dancing. The songs are bumping inside Raleigh's largest music festival.
The energy is crazy.
Dreamville 2024 is expected to once again attract over 100,000 people for 2 days of music, capped off by headliners like 50 Cent, SZA, and J. Cole. But first, to take the stage Saturday, Domani. The festival drew people from all over America, including River Jamontock, who drove down with friends from Indianapolis.
We got a gallon of water, we got snacks, so we're prepared.
Demontoc has been to Dreamville the last 3 years.
We love the atmosphere here, the people. We met a lot of good friends here. It's awesome. It's really awesome.
It's an experience newcomers Sierra Dask and Miles Miller are chasing.
It was all the videos that we saw online, and it's like the vibes out here, they're just unmatched.
Festival organizers say they've improved the location of the stages, added better sounds and lights, a bigger and better experience in 2024. In Raleigh, Eric Miller, WRAL News.
That was Eric Miller. He filed that report, and Carly Haynes is there on the grounds. We will hear from her later tonight. Well, there's a push for diversity in the STEM workforce. How a local group is introducing students with disabilities to careers in science, technology, engineering, and math. Plus, the Powerball jackpot has continued to grow. How much is up for grabs for tonight's drawing on WRAL? And don't forget about this. SNL alum Kristen Wiig joins the Five Timers Club and returns to 8H to host with music guest Ray. You can watch Saturday Night Live on WRAL right after our 11 o'clock news. Here's a live look from Sky 5, and look at that crowd from Dreamville getting bigger and bigger as thousands of fans are out there. What a gorgeous day for the festival. Well, welcome back. The drawing for the $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot is tonight on WRAL. The jackpot's cash value is only $609 million. Now, 40 drawings now without anyone matching all of the winning numbers. 40. Now, you have until 9:59 tonight to buy your ticket for tonight's drawing. You can watch the drawing live on WRAL tonight at 11. Well, there was a very unique career fair at NC State today. The focus was on students with disabilities who are interested in STEM careers. It was hosted by the university's Catalyst program. The program is designed to create STEM opportunities for students. There are more than 225,000 students with disabilities in K through 12 schools. The U.S. Department of Labor says 80% of people ages 24 to 64 with disabilities are unemployed. Let that number sink in. Catalyst Program Director Joanne Blumfield says it's up to the companies to make the change.
The kids might appear different or look different or maybe communicate differently, but they have such skill sets. The companies have to change the box and stomp on the box, as Tracy says, so they can fit up and use their many skill sets and abilities to help make an innovative STEM workforce.
Love that idea. Today's resource fair had more than 70 tables with hands-on STEM activities and resources. There were also several STEM professionals who spoke on topics ranging from succeeding in college to assistive technologies. A big crowd laced up their running shoes to fight cancer in Cary this morning. Don't you love that combination? The Relay for Life of the Triangle brought dozens of runners to Fenton. A 5K raised money for the American Cancer Society. Paragon Theaters also donated a space for a large luminary display to remember those who have died of cancer and who are still living with it. The city of Sanford is celebrating its 150th year with a big birthday bash today. Look at this here. The festivities began with a special recognition this morning that was followed by an afternoon of history displays, train rides, live music, games, inflatables, a petting zoo, and can't forget about the food trucks. Great day to be out there. And Anthony, looking at RDU, just beautiful. I love that sky right now.
Oh, it's nice out there. It's a little bit cool, but I think if you're flying, Julian, traveling, really no issues across the entire state. So we're lucking out in that regard today as we head into tomorrow, Monday as well, before we get another shot at some rainfall on the Tuesday. We're going to talk about that here in just a second, but good Saturday evening to all of you. Hopefully you've enjoyed this start to the weekend. Really nice picture there. Lots of blue skies. RDU looking nice and calm here for us currently. We have the clear skies across the entire region. That will be key, though, in where we head into tonight. With temperatures really getting pretty chilly, we've already seen frost advisories come out and freeze warnings from the National Weather Service. What the difference being between those two? It's a matter of a couple degrees. The freeze warning is saying you're going to get a little bit colder than the blue there for the frost advisory. Everyone's looking at temperatures, though, very close to freezing. There could be some spots where the actual air temperature showing up here on our FutureCast model is showing a little bit above that, but keep in mind, these observations or these forecasts are usually a couple feet above the ground. Where you get close to the surface, it's likely to get very close to that freezing mark. We take a snapshot here into, let's say, our early Sunday morning, right about 7 o'clock or so. The forecast, right about 37 there in Raleigh, 38 in Durham, 35 in Roxborough. Certainly cold enough, though, below those observation stations to get some frost out there. So if you have any plants on the patio, flowers you may have put out, I know we've had the growing season start, you may want to protect those here into tonight. We go into our Sunday, though. It's a pretty quick rebound, 63 by 2 o'clock. We're close to 70 at 4. You see those colors jumping up there into the orange. It's going to be a nice day. Again, a lot of sunshine for us. Compared to our Saturday, it'll feel a little bit milder for us into tomorrow afternoon. We look again at Dreamville. Going to be a nice calm day for that. 63 right about 2 o'clock, 65 at 4. Into the evening, though, once we lose that daytime heating, those clear skies come back out, it will be a little bit cool. 53 there at 10 o'clock tomorrow night. Lots of calm weather for us the next couple days. And as we go into our Monday, of course, that's when we have the big eclipse everyone's talking about. For our direction here, we're going to be looking at a partial solar eclipse. What that means, I know there's a lot of percentages on this map. It's the percentage of the sun. When you look up with your eclipse glasses, make sure if you want to see it, you have to have the glasses for that. When you look up, it's that percentage of the sun that's going to be covered. That path of totality where basically the whole sun will be covered goes right up toward Ohio. That's going to be the closest location for us. Our partial eclipse is going to begin right about 1:58, so basically 2 o'clock on our Monday afternoon. The maximum eclipse, 3:15, 4:29 is when it's going to end. So again, make sure to have those glasses. Otherwise, it should be a pretty cool day for us. I think we'll see temperatures right about 75, cool in the celestial sense for us across the area. Partly cloudy, though, so I do anticipate getting some breaks in the clouds, being able to see that in the afternoon. 73 on Tuesday, then, Julian, as we get into later on this week, it'll be warmer, but we get scattered shower and storm chances by the time we get into Wednesday night and Thursday.
All right. Thank you, Anthony. Chris Lee is here with us now. And Chris, there are so many sub-stories around the Final Four.
It's a great time, and it's a great time to tell a lot of these great stories. The Final Four was fate for NC State. How one player's third grade teacher has a little something to do with that. Plus, Pac fans are forever proud. The NC State women's team returned to Raleigh to a grand reception. Hear Coach Wes Moore's thoughts straight off the bus next in sports.
I'd rather not be home. I'd rather still be in Cleveland. But, you know, we had a remarkable run and so proud of them. But, again, kind of a little bit of a crash landing to bring us back down. But, you know, again, so proud and so happy. Everybody coming out, just really appreciative.
NC State women's basketball arrived in Raleigh earlier this afternoon. The Pack were welcomed back by hundreds of fans at Reynolds Coliseum on campus, the same place where these fans cheered them on as they left for the Final Four a few days ago. The Pack lost to South Carolina last night, 78-59, in their first Final Four appearance since 1998. Hey, everybody, welcome to sports. Tonight, we turn our attention to the men's Wolfpack team on their first Final Four trip since 1983. Right now, the Pack are taking on the Purdue Boilermakers, and they are down 7-12. We'll have much more tonight at 10 and 11. WREL's Casey Hentz and Pat Welter are currently in Phoenix, Arizona for the Final Four. Be sure to tune in tonight at 10 and 11 for their postgame reports as we are following the Wolfpack on their journey to a potential national championship. It might be fate that this team with these players are here in this moment. A teacher from Indianapolis won't be cheering for her in-state Purdue team. She's cheering for NC State. And this tweet right here behind me helps tell that story.
I've only tweeted a few tweets, Rod Stewart and Jaden Taylor.
NC State guard Jaden Taylor received a special tweet from his third grade teacher after the Wolfpack advanced to the Final Four. But look a little closer. The tweet has taken a life of its own. It's because it's from Mrs. Wolf.
Maybe that was meant to be, right? Well, tell Jaden it's all my fault. It's my fault he's where he's at.
Taylor is a native of Indianapolis and transferred to NC State in the offseason. His three-point shot and long defensive stance has been a big boost for the Wolfpack off the bench.
We've not had this. I mean, I hope they pull it off. They've got, and here I'm an Indiana person, but Jaden better go out there and beat Purdue.
Mrs. Wolf says she remembers how great of a student Taylor was in third grade and how he always said he'd become a pro basketball player.
When you say Jaden Taylor, you think basketball. From third grade. He had the basketball style. He wore the wore the Air Jordan shirts, the pro basketball jerseys.
Now Mrs. Wolf uses Taylor as an example to her current students on how far hard work can get you. Tonight, she's cheering for Taylor and the Wolfpack, and she has high hopes for his individual performance.
I have a prediction that Jaden Taylor is going to make 14 three-pointers.
Is a big time prediction. UNC's Vince Carter was a high flyer and a rim rocker in college, and now he'll forever be enshrined. Carter will be inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame in the class of 2024. Carter's time at Chapel Hill spanned from 1995 until 98, and he helped to lead the Heels to a Final Four appearance in 97 and 98. He led the conference in field goal shooting percentage as a junior. But Carter won't be the only Tar Heel enshrined this August. Walter Davis, Coach Hubert Davis's uncle, will be posthumously enshrined. He played for the Heels from 1973 until 77, and he scored over 1,800 points in his tenure in Chapel Hill. Carter and Davis are the 9th and 10th players who played under Dean Smith to be inducted into the Naismith Hall of Fame. There's some more UNC news. RJ Davis on this year's team has won the Jerry West Award for the best shooting guard in the country. So awesome. A lot of Tar Heel news on the same day that NC State is trying to make it to the championship game.
Yeah, and love that Jaden Taylor story. His grandfather was actually my pastor in Indianapolis.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Good to know.
Love that. All right. Thank you. And thank you for joining us tonight. We'll see you later tonight. Have a good night. And enjoy the game.